Rave Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored, as you know, by Ingram Micro. And, of course, you can check out Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com. Today, we're focusing on Cedia again, and I'm excited to be joined by Joe Piccirilli. Joe Piccirilli is the CEO, Managing Director of Rosewater Energy. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Fine, Gary. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, and you and I were talking offline, and you were educating me a little bit about the technology, but what most excites me, and we'll get into that in a minute, but what most excites me about your company and your product at Cedia is that you are providing a brand new revenue stream for the Cedia channel. So this is, it's not like, I mean, for years they've been selling projectors and control systems and signal routing and distribution and everything else that goes along with high-end home, residential home and residential systems. But here you are, Rosewater Energy is gonna give the custom integrator an opportunity to sell something totally new that not only is more profitable, but has a recurring revenue opportunity. So why don't you explain what your company does and what you're offering?
Sure. A little bit about my background, I think, is a way to start. I have been involved in the Cedia channel and in high-end custom retailing for more than 40 years. So it is a channel that is near and dear to my heart. And one of the things that is incredibly important about the channel from my point of view is the channel's ability to introduce new technologies and new products to the innovators and early adopters when the technology is new and when the technology, quite frankly, is expensive. And the channel has proven time after time to be extremely successful with flat panel TV, projection TV, lighting control, home automation. We all know the list. But no one has really thought about going to the channel and saying, wait a minute, the new field for both retail product and service is going to be energy management and storage. In the past, people have thought about energy management and storage as being something in the purview of a utility, very large scale, very difficult. And now the world is changing, and understanding the benefit of having widely distributed intelligent energy management. And the Rosewater product is the first product of its kind that offers that, and like all first products, requires it to be sold to innovators and early adopters. It is not inexpensive. It is the perfect product for, from my point of view, for the Cedia channel to go to their current customers and go back to their old customers and offer them a product that will enhance the performance of products they already own. So I look at it as a terrific opportunity for the channel.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point, because not only is this applicable to every future new client that you have, but you could literally go back to all your past clients who have already experienced power issues. I mean, if you've been living through this technology era of the last 10 years, you've run into power issues. You know, whether it be through storms or through just the quality of the power over the years getting worse and worse. And as you mentioned offline, as we connect more and more devices to outlets, we're going to have more and more power problems worldwide. So this gives you the ability to not only go after new clients, but also after existing clients with something something that we can all identify with and the clients can identify with. So you're going to be at booth 7229. And for those of you who don't know Rosewater Energy, while you're listening to this, you should go to rosewaterenergy.com. That's rosewaterenergy.com. And you have a product called the Management Hub. Talk about that product specifically.
Certainly. And I will start out by saying, This product was designed from the ground up to be a residential product. It was not a product that was originally designed to be something for the business community or the commercial community. This was designed from the ground up to be a residential product. And it really was a product that I said to myself 4 years ago when I went down this path of design, I said, it seems to make sense to me if we could build a product that would accomplish a number of things. one, a product that would improve power quality, because as you mentioned, Gary, power quality around the world is not going to get any better. It's going to get worse because demands are going up and the ability to build generation is going down. You know, it's very difficult to build new power plants, and certainly to improve the infrastructure is expensive and not easy. So I started looking at, okay, what does it take? Well, the first thing it takes is you've got to make sure you have a power product that would be an uninterruptible power supply for the entire house. So I wanted to make sure that I built a product that would not pass through any kind of power interruption of any kind. Then I wanted to include in that product the ability to improve power quality. So if power is coming in from the grid, our product converts that power to DC and then reconverts it to a much better waveform in AC. So the power quality of this box is better at the output than it will be at the input. So what does that mean? Well, that means that home control systems, large format home theaters, any kind of data management will not only last longer, but perform optimally. And for people who buy high performance equipment, getting optimal performance is extremely important to them. The other area I wanted to create in this box is, can I create something that will allow energy storage so that if you can't have a generator or you don't want a generator because the power quality of a generator is incredibly dirty, I provide 30 kilowatt hours of battery backup. So if power goes down and you don't have a generator, you will have your power backed up. And that is incredibly important because that transition is absolutely seamless. There is zero transfer time. You could have a generator as well hooked up to this box to augment the batteries, and it will clean up the power from the generator. The other thing that I thought was important is, can we integrate renewables into the system? So if you chose and you own a rosewater box, you could either hook up a wind generator or solar panels directly to the box. And we thought it through pretty carefully. Solar panels, what people don't think about is solar panels put out DC power. And then you have little microinverters on each panel to make them AC to work in your house, which takes away the efficiency of the panel. In our case, we take DC straight in and we convert it to AC as we do with every form of energy. So you actually get more efficiency out of your solar panels than you would with the microinverter. We have software in the box that allows intelligent use and integration of all inputs to the box. So what we have is a box that really can intelligently manage and integrate all forms of power fed into the box and be able to use it to optimize your grid usage, optimize the usage of your renewable, optimize usage of generator. It's all built into one very high quality box.
So I'm talking to Joe Piccirilli, who's the CEO of Rosewater Energy Group. So Joe, I'm an integrator, and let's say I've never done anything with power other than put in power conditioning products from, yep, you know, whatever, you know, there's a handful of big companies out there. We all know them. And I've never done anything like this. Do you have some sort of training process, or can you help me? Like, do I become certified, or do I just start placing orders with you, and then partner with an electrician in my local area? What's the process I should use?
It's a terrific question, and we provide a little bit of all of the above. Rosewater provides a service where we come out and we commission the box at your end user's home.
Okay.
You will have to work with a local electrician, but because it requires the pulling of a permit. And you have to do that on a local level. We provide all of the guidance for that electrician. In essence, the box is not much harder to put in than a generator, so it doesn't take a particularly sophisticated knowledge of high voltage. Mm-hmm. But at least somebody who has put in generators before and understands how to hook up to sub panels. But we walk through that. We also have a certification program for our dealers in terms of, this is how you qualify a location. Okay, this is where, this because of the weight of the box and the way it's hooked up, this is what site prep will look like.
Okay. And so
we provide all of that.
So if I'm interested in becoming a dealer, which I, you know, anybody who's listening to this should, because it's, this is, number one, it's unique. Number two, it's more profitable. Number three, it's the future, as you mentioned. If I'm interested in becoming a dealer, what do I do? I mean, I'm on your website right now. Do I click on partners, or do I call you on the contact us, or what?
You call the office and contact us, or, you know, come to my dealer training course at CEDIA, which I think is, I can plug this, it's Thursday at 4 o'clock, I believe.
It is Thursday at 4 o'clock, and of course, you'll be at booth 7229, and, you know, your phone number is 954-467-8050. And again, it's Rosewater Energy Group, Rosewater Energy.com. And the product is really neat. I think the concept is great. I think you're offering something really unique to the industry. And I commend you, because it isn't just another projector. It isn't just another control system. This is something different. In your booth at CEDIA, how are you going to display this? You're going to have a system set up, or what is your plan?
We're going to have a system set up. We will have our two different battery choices there. We'll have a lithium battery choice and a nanocarbon battery. We will have our software hooked up, so you will be able to understand and see how you as an integrator can monitor the performance of the box at all times via the web. You will see our iPad interface, which will ultimately be an iPhone interface at some point. And then we will be able to discuss how you will create a recurring revenue stream out of being able to service and monitor this product, because this product will allow you to see not only a failure when it happens, but it will allow you to anticipate if a failure is going to happen. Now, I have to just say one thing. You can see it on the web. You can see pictures of it. But until you actually see this product in person, you can't appreciate the build quality.
Okay, we all have to know what kind of dog that is.
Pardon me?
We all have to know what kind of dog that is now.
Oh, it's an incredibly, incredibly unruly. I've forgotten its name. It's an incredibly unruly little dog whose name is Cooper.
It has no respect. It has no respect for the fact that you're trying to do business.
No respect, and he is a golden doodle.
That's awesome.
He's barking because my wife is probably walking in the door at this moment.
No
but
problem.
In any case, I'm sorry for that interruption.
No, not at all. I think
when you see the product, the build quality of this product, because our manufacturing partner, Alpha Technologies, who is an incredibly high-quality manufacturer, is used to building for telcos and cable companies and the military, and we've spared no expense in making sure that the build quality of this product is first rate. I have been involved with this product, as I said, for 4 years. I was involved with, you know, the design from the very, very beginning. And when I walked into the Alpha Labs and saw it for the first time completely assembled, as callous as I could be towards it, I was overwhelmed by how cool it looks.
Yeah.
And the build quality. See, obviously I'm not objective, but you got to come by and see this. It's a pretty cool box.
Well, you're at booth 7229. Of course, the show's next week in Dallas. Everyone listening is obviously going to the show. It's Rosewater Energy Group. Joe, I really appreciate it. Thank you for educating not only me, but also everybody listening and on the opportunities and on the product. And I hope that everyone will go by and check you guys out. I mean, you've been at CEDIA for a few years now, and I think people kind of know who you are, but this is sort of a new way of looking at things and a great opportunity for the industry to look at a different revenue opportunity, revenue stream. So I'm excited about this. I truly am.
I too want to thank the audience, and Gary, I really want to thank you in particular for doing this, and I look forward to seeing you in person at CEDIA next week.
Well, thank you, and everybody, thanks for listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Have a great day, and enjoy the show.